As the legal marijuana industry continues to penetrate in states across the country, an offshoot of that industry is budding. You might have heard of CBD. It's popping up everywhere, in beverages, cosmetics, even pet food. But what is it? Joining us now is Dr. Jeff Chen, director of the Cannabis Research Initiative at UCLA. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's start with the basics here. For people who don't know at this point, what is CBD? What is it used for?
So CBD is cannabidiol, and not to be confused with cannabinoid. So a cannabinoid is a family of compounds that are unique to the cannabis plant. So THC, which is responsible for the psychoactivity of cannabis, that's a cannabinoid. CBD is also a cannabinoid.
But there's no THC in CBD.
Correct, but they both are part of the cannabinoid family, and they both tend to be the most abundant cannabinoids in the cannabis plant.
So what is CBD used for at this point?
So right now, there is only one FDA-approved indication for CBD. It was only FDA-approved about 6 months ago, and it is used to treat epilepsy, but a very specific kind of epilepsy, these rare forms of epilepsy that some children may suffer from. Many other governments around the world have approved CBD when used in combination with THC in a drug called Sativex for pain and muscle spasms in multiple sclerosis. And that's pretty much it throughout the rest of the world.
But if I go to the cafe downstairs from our office, they sell tea infused with CBD. So how is that possible?
So they aren't acquiring the CBD from marijuana because that would be federally illegal. They are extracting CBD from hemp. So hemp, marijuana, cannabis, they're all referring to the same species of plant. We come up with these arbitrary terms depending on the level of THC in there. So when something is abundant in THC, we colloquially think of it as marijuana. When something has less than 0.3% THC, which is a very low amount, that is when our federal government defines it as hemp. And recently, there's been new legislation that classifies hemp as an agricultural product. It is no longer a controlled substance. And so what this commercial industry has done is they extract CBD from hemp, and it is an agricultural product, not an illegal narcotic.
And what does it do to you? If you're not taking it for this kind of epilepsy, what would you feel if you have something with CBD in it?
First off, you're not going to feel any psychoactivity. And from some of the surveys I've seen, the top three indications that people are reporting using CBD for is pain, insomnia, and anxiety. Hmm. And unfortunately, for all three of those areas, there's very little good human studies that have actually explored the use of CBD for those three domains.
Are there any negatives from CBD use so far that we know of?
CBD actually has a pretty favorable safety profile. The biggest concern is that it might interact with other drugs that you're taking. CBD interacts with your liver enzymes in such a way that it might boost the levels of other drugs that you're taking. For instance, benzodiazepines, antidepressants, things like that. And then another area that we don't have enough data on is for women who are pregnant. And CBD hasn't necessarily been widely used for long enough that we can necessarily see an effect at a population epidemiologic level. So I would say those are the two areas where we should probably be very cautious.
Do you think that at this point CBD is underregulated, overregulated, or adequately regulated?
I think there's a lot of conflicts between state and federal agencies and even in between federal agencies, and it's created a quagmire around CBD regulation. So I'll give you an example. As of a few weeks ago, the 2018 Farm Bill passed, and it explicitly removed hemp and any derivatives from hemp, such as CBD, from the Controlled Substances Act. Also, the same day that the federal Farm Bill was signed into law by President Trump, the FDA basically said, okay, hemp-derived CBD, it's no longer a narcotic, but we see it as a pharmaceutical drug because a pharmaceutical company has already pushed forward all this research and got this drug FDA approved. And therefore, you can only sell products with CBD in it if you come through the FDA and you get your stuff FDA approved. And so they are basically saying that all of this dietary supplement, herbal sales of CBD is illegal in the eyes of the FDA.
Do you take CBD?
I don't, actually.
Have you ever tried it?
I have.
Mm-hmm. And did it do much for you, or did you think it worked?
You know, I was taking escalating doses of CBD to see if I could experience any side effects mm-hmm. or if I noticed any psychoactivity, and I did not.
Interesting. That is Dr. Jeff Chen, who is director of the Cannabis Research Initiative at UCLA. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.